Hello, I am Jimmy Zingaro, back on this podcast, Fantasy Football with the Boys, for our second ever time, going over week 5 from the NFL season and week 6. I'm joined with Michael David.
How's it going?
Matt Martin.
Hey.
And the man himself, Mr. Shivers.
How's it going, fellas? Good to be here.
Great happy to have you.
Pleasure to have you.
Always a pleasure.
Okay, first thing we're going to be doing today is we're going to be talking about last week, week 5, fantasy performers and game outcomes. And to start it off, I'll go over the quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers, tight ends, kickers, and defensive leaders from last week. So for the quarterbacks, the number one leader was Justin Herbert.
Jay Herbo.
Yeah, big performance.
Napping over in the Browns, going for 42.8 fantasy points.
Crazy.
It was a good game. It was a high-scoring game. The Chargers took a... usually the Browns aren't a part of high-scoring games. They like to run the ball a lot. But they had to, you know, play up to Justin Herbert and the Chargers' offense level. And the game was 47-42.
Herb probably propelling himself into the MVP conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
398 yards, 4 passing touchdowns, and 1 rushing touchdown.
That's crazy.
That's elite numbers right there. Eckler in that game had 17 carries for 66 yards, 2 touchdowns on the ground, and 1 touchdown catching. This man is a fantasy beast right now.
So versatile, especially in PPR. It's incredible what he does. Did it to me this week, actually.
Sad days.
Okay, that leads us to the running back leaders, which obviously is Eckler, Jonathan Taylor, and Myles Gaskin.
Myles Gaskin coming out of left field with that one for the Dolphins.
He didn't do much on the ground, but he actually did a lot in the receiving game. 10 targets for 10 receptions and 2 touchdowns. It was a big game from Gaskin.
Definitely an impressive performance from him.
Mm-hmm. And then we have Davante Adams. The Packers take over the Bengals in a very interesting game.
Really, that
overtime game. It was a battle of the
different
kickers missing field goals.
Yeah, that was a new one. Don't see that too often.
Adams had 11 receptions for 206 yards and a touchdown.
You mentioned A.J. Dillon getting himself involved too, a little touchdown there, receiving touchdown.
Can we talk about the Bengals kicker for a second?
God.
Thinking he hit the game-winning field goal.
Oh, my God. I saw that on TV. Like jumping for joy and then just seeing him die inside at the end.
That was great.
Oh, yeah, that was hurtful.
I didn't see that from Evan McPherson.
Shades of the Swaggy P meme.
Three-pointer that rims out.
Turns around and then it rims out. Yeah, exactly. That's really, really sad to be Evan McPherson.
In that game, too, can we give my boy Samaje Perine some credit?
Yes,
oh,
for
sure. Oh, my God.
Ryan.
What's it?
He was getting into it.
Joe Mixon was on limited touches due to injury. So Samaje Perine,
when is he not?
Was it 12 carries that game?
It was 11 carries for 59 yards. And then he also had 4 receptions for 24 yards and a touchdown.
Stepping up big for the Bengals.
Yes, he did.
Even though they fell short to the Packers. Okay, the first game we'll be talking about today will be the Ravens and the Colts. Their overtime game.
Great game.
On Monday
Great
night.
Game.
Lamar Jackson, man.
Lamar Jackson. He's
our second. Yeah. It's incredible what he gets done. 37 for 43 bump passing, 442 yards and 4 touchdowns. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Not to mention he had 14 carries for 62 yards.
He really was balling out on Monday.
And on the Colts side of the ball, it was great to see Wentz. I mean, looking like 2017 prime, it was great to see, honestly.
Yeah.
I was rooting for him. And then second side of just...
Wentz threw 25 of 35 passes, completed 25 passes out of 35, 402 yards, 2 touchdowns, and no interceptions.
Crazy.
Another story to that game is Jonathan Taylor's big game. Like we said, he had 15 carries. He had 3 catches, which included 176-yard touchdown. 58 rushing yards, 116 receiving yards, and 1 touchdown catching and 1 touchdown running. It was a
South Jersey's own.
Yes, sir.
It is.
Michael Pittman also had a big game.
Oh, yeah.
Receptions, 89 yards.
Big man.
Moss, bull from the Ravens.
Absolutely destroyed.
That was a nice touchdown. And then for the Ravens, the receivers.
Mark Andrews,
11 receptions, 147 yards, 2 touchdowns. And Hollywood Brown, 9 receptions, 125 yards, and 2 touchdowns. But personally, I think Hollywood Brown was getting strapped in the beginning by Xavier Rhodes.
Oh, yeah, he definitely was. Then Rhodes came out of the game, and all of a sudden he was finding all sorts of space, all sorts of separation to get ready.
Yeah, what do you think of that game, Shivs? How do you think that game was?
Agree with a lot of what you guys are saying. First and foremost, I think it's finally time to say Lamar Jackson's more than just a running back, right?
Yeah,
442
sure.
in the air. Just to echo what Mayo says, love seeing Wentz thrive. As an Eagles fan, I hated to see him go. I wish nothing but success. So, like you said, starting to see him shine some of that 2017 magic. Hopefully he can keep it up and turn this Colts team around.
I wish nothing but the best for Wentz.
Nice to see him back with Frank Reich, too.
Yeah. Frank Reich, yeah. I'm really hoping for a career resurgence for him.
The next game we're going to be talking about is the game of the week we all projected was the Bills easily taking down the Chiefs.
That was a shocker. 20. That was a shocker.
Did any of us expect the game to go like that?
I don't recall what our predictions were, but I'm pretty sure we all almost took the Chiefs, right?
Yeah. We thought the Chiefs were going to win in here. I'm not saying that we thought it was going to be like a bloodbath and like... The Bills winning isn't what's surprising me. It's the way the Bills won.
Oh, yeah.
The fashion.
Dominated.
The Bills defense is showing that they are about it.
Overpowered.
They're doing really well this season. But in that game, Josh Allen threw 26 passes and completed 15 of them. He had 315 yards throwing, 3 touchdowns, 11 carries for 59 yards, and 1 rushing touchdown.
Only needing 15 completions to dominate the game.
Exactly. That's crazy. Wow. But then on the other side of the ball... 54 attempts from Pat Mahomes.
33 completions.
And 30, yeah.
It's very not. It's unlike that's low Pat, Pat Mahomes.
That's
yeah.
very low.
It's not
Pat
like
Mahomes.
Him. 2 interceptions, too. You don't see that from him too often.
Not too often at all. And then Dawson Knox had a big game for the Bills. 117 receiving yards and a touchdown. And then Travis Kelce had 6 receptions, 57 yards, and 1 touchdown.
Now, we talked about it last week, too, the return of Josh Gordon to the NFL. He didn't get many snaps, but he did get himself a reception for 11 yards.
Nice so to hopefully, see Josh Gordon back.
Yeah, just works himself back in. He can be a real spark to that Chiefs offense. So
yeah,
see, we'll see what happens later on in the season.
the star power in the Chiefs is just crazy.
I saw a tweet that said it's like a Thanksgiving tradition in the NFL for Josh Gordon to get reinstated and picked up.
Yeah. As classic as the game itself.
That's really how it is. Okay, another game that we hinted at earlier was the high-scoring affair from the Chargers taking down the Browns 47-42. Like I said earlier, the Browns are usually not high-scoring games because of their like willingness to run the ball and their defense ability to, you know, stop fast attacks. But Baker Mayfield threw 23 completions for 32 attempts, 305 yards, and 2 touchdowns. And then Justin Herbert, what a big night for him. Fantasy leader of the week, most points this week.
He was.
26 completions out of 43 attempts, 398 yards, and 4 touchdowns.
No, I think it's time to. Mike Williams this season has been absolutely incredible.
Elite. Yeah. Playing like an elite receiver.
Like, who would have thought coming into this season that he'd be overtaking Keenan Allen as the wide receiver one on this team?
Like, you had to, like, seeing him the past couple years, it's really been, it's really sad to see him, like, go down to injury so much.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, he really did show sparks of this, and the fact that he can finally put it together and have 8 receptions, 165 yards, including a 72-yard touchdown, and that's 2 touchdowns on the night against a good defense in the Browns. That just shows that this man really is about it.
I mean, having really young does. Stud Jay Herbo throwing to you doesn't help either.
Jay Herbo is a beast.
Yes, he is.
That stat line hurts me. Probably my worst fantasy decision ever. he was on a bench for me last week.
Coming off the 3 target week, rough. I can't say it's not really that bad of a decision coming off.
I mean, Browns defense has been stout. I thought matchup problems, but Chargers are just killing it, man.
Chargers are killing
that
it.
That offense is unreal.
Gary being a Raiders fan, having them in your division, honestly.
Over 1,000 total yards of offense in that game. It was really just a great watch.
It was a great watch,
it was a fun
for sure.
game to watch.
Okay, the next game we're going to be moving to is the Packers and Bengals, like we hinted about, the field goals.
Yeah, that. Oof. I don't know about that one.
I'm not saying it was the most electrifying game besides from Davante Adams. 11 receptions, 206 receiving yards from him. It's just him and Aaron Rodgers, honestly. You think they're the best duo in the NFL right now?
I think they have to be. The two of them, they've been doing it for so long, putting up incredible numbers. I just think they are undoubtedly, in my opinion, the best duo in the NFL right now.
I think you can easily say that Davante Adams is the best receiver.
I agree.
You pair him with all-time legend Aaron Rodgers, who's coming off an MVP season. It's just like there's no way, in my opinion, that there's
these
any
these numbers that Davante
better.
Adams are putting up right now are absolutely unheard of.
It is unheard of. It's just crazy. This man is different. But Burrow didn't look too bad himself. 26 for 38, 281 passing yards, 2 touchdowns, but 2 interceptions, unfortunately. Ja'Marr Chase showing that he is about it.
They are linking up very well from the LSU days.
Yeah, the Bengals drafting him was
scary. Yeah, a lot of people questioned it.
Yeah.
Could have taken Penei Sewell out of Oregon because that offensive line needed some help. Obviously, Burrow was getting lit up. He was getting hit hard last season, but they took a little bit of a risk taking Ja'Marr Chase with that fifth pick, and it seems to be working out as of right now.
Speaking
of 1-2 quarterback wide receiver combos, love to see these two young studs
for sure
working together. Hopefully they can pull it together for success down the road.
Bengals got a nice future there.
Down the road for sure. Yeah, this could be a duo for a while. Ja'Marr Chase, though, had 6 receptions, 159 yards, and a touchdown. Okay, the next game we'll be talking about is your guys' favorite of the week, probably.
Oh, yeah, big upset.
Birds upsetting the Carolina Panthers 21-16.
God, that was an incredible game. Honestly, I don't think the Eagles played their best football, but to come in and upset a team like the Panthers that were very hot to begin the season, it's something you really love to see. I think Jalen Hurts showed a lot of fight. He didn't have any touchdowns this game from his arm, but I don't know. You could just see.
2 rushing touchdowns.
Yeah, 2 rushing touchdowns. He finds ways to get it done every single week.
Love seeing this Bears defense from an off week against the Cowboys. Coming down, Darius Slay coming up big. 2 picks. Big play Slay. Even Steven Nelson getting in the mix with his own pick. And Sam Darnold making him look like a true New York Jet for sure.
One thing we talked about last week, too, when the Eagles played the Chiefs, is they really struggled on third down. And this week, again, 4-for-13 on third down from the Eagles. That's not something you like to see.
Yeah, not at all. You have to start converting this.
Shiz, what do you think as an Eagles fan? How do you think the performance looked?
Definitely nice turnaround from from that Cowboys game. Seeing some defense was nice. Going back, like we said last game, that young QB wide receiver duo, Devonta Smith, kind of finding his way. Hurts and Smith, another college matchup. Just really handling the Panthers, right? Panthers' defense is pretty stout. They've got a lot of good cornerbacks, so just finding ways to move the ball. Like you said, it's not the best offense to watch, but finding ways to get the ball down the field, get the ball in the end zone. Like you said, Hurts just kind of finds the hole.
He does.
Gets in the end zone. Defense starting to look like a capable NFL defense for at least 1 week was nice.
Now, after Brandon Graham went down, you can see our defense definitely took a hit because he's just such a leader on that team.
Absolutely.
What's his status?
Graham?
Yeah.
Oh, he's out for a while.
Yeah, I think it's
I think it might be the whole season, is it not?
Achilles, if I remember correctly. So that's a season.
Another story from that game is gonna be Chuba Hubbard stepping up in place of Christian McCaffrey, and he didn't do too bad himself. He had he averaged 4.2 yards per carry, which was 101 yards on 24 carries. I think he's doing pretty well as the rookie coming in as Christian McCaffrey's backup.
Oh, yeah. It's hard to back up McCaffrey, too. And he just has an incredible amount of production. Like, he comes in every single week when he's healthy and consistently puts up 20-plus fantasy points. So, I mean, stepping up for him, that's a big excuse to
fill. I mean, the big word right there is when he's healthy.
Oh, yeah.
But that's another conversation.
Yeah, that's for another time. Okay, another game we have to talk about is the Brady Show over the Dolphins, 45-17. Buccaneers over the Dolphins. Brady showed no let off the Dolphins. Continued to throw the ball after they were blowing him out. 5 touchdowns, 411 yards, 30-for-41. Tom Brady, week in, week out, past I don't know how many years. I forget how many years he's been in the league, but
it's been a lot.
He proves he's the man and will continue to be the man.
This was a statement from him.
It really is.
Everyone expected him to come in last week and just absolutely dominate the Patriots, and that's not what we got. So, you know, he probably heard the chatter. You know how he is. Mm-hmm. He came in. He was like, you got to set a tone. Got to come out here, play well. And he did.
Proved his point.
He did.
Shiz, we had this debate last week. Brady's your GOAT.
Brady's the GOAT. You can hate him as much as you want. Brady's the GOAT. To be doing this at, 41, 42? I mean, Miami Dolphins are kind of a glorified college football team right now, but still, just to do it, like you said, week in, week out, he'll probably do it this week, unfortunately, to the Birds, which hurts, but he's just timeless.
These poor Dolphins still just taking it from Brady.
And that's going to be all we have for this segment. We're going to go on a 1 minute, 30-second break. We'll see you after that.
It's time. time for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Man, there's nothing good on the radio anymore. It's the same thing on every station.
Hey, not every station's like that. I just started following At Nights Radio on Twitter. They tweet news about the Sterling community and they have their own radio station.
But what makes them different?
Well, the whole station is run by students.
That's awesome, and I love Twitter. I'm going to go follow At Nights Radio right now.
Follow At Nights Radio on Twitter to receive news about sports, music, and everything Sterling.
As the COVID-19 vaccines become available, you may be asking yourself, should I get it? Will it help me get back to doing the things I love? Like meeting friends or traveling? And can I do it without putting my family at risk? You've got questions, that's normal. So visit getvaccineanswers.org for the latest information on the COVID-19 vaccines. Getting back to the moments we miss starts with getting informed. It's up to you. A message brought to you by the Ad Council and the CDC.
Joined by Michael Davis, Matthew Martin, and Mr. Shivers, and we are back with Fantasy Football with the Boys. Right now we'll be talking about this upcoming week, week 6. It's a big week for a lot of people. Some teams looking to get over the mark they're at now. A lot of 2-3, 3-2 teams looking to come 4-2.
First week of bye weeks as well. We got the Falcons, the Jets, the 49ers, and the Saints all on byes this week. Mm-hmm. Then tonight, Thursday Night Football. Big matchup. Tom Brady, first time. Is this his first time playing the Eagles since Super Bowl?
Since we lost the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he's going to come out looking for vengeance tonight.
For sure.
Definitely coming into Philly on Thursday Night Football. I honestly think after that big upset win against the Panthers, I like our odds tonight. I think we got a chance.
So you have the Eagles beating the Bucks.
I got an upset. Yes, I do.
You got an upset. Dang. Shivs, what do you think?
I'm going to go in with the same mindset that I go into pretty much this entire Eagles season. Low expectations with a hope to being surprised. Tom Brady on a revenge game from the Super Bowl, you know he doesn't forget those things. Mm-hmm. He's going to come out looking for blood. I think the Eagles are just going to be fighting to hang on the whole time. But like you said, I'd love to be proven wrong, but I think it's the Bucs.
Yeah.
I mean, Brady coming off that vintage Brady game against the Dolphins, I think he has a chip on his shoulder. And especially against, you know, that revenge game. Never forgets that. I think I got to go the Bucs.
I also have the Bucs. But I think there's actually a lot to mention for fantasy this week about this game. I think you could start any one of the Bucs receivers, Tom Brady, and then on the Eagles side, Hurts and Ertz.
Zach Ertz is a big fan to play this week.
No Dallas Goedert this week. Decent amount of targets.
Exactly. Devontae Smith, Ertz, and Hurts. I have all as potential starts this week because game script, you have to think the Eagles have to throw the ball.
Oh, they're 100%. Their rushing game has been almost non-existent this season. Which
exactly.
I think partially comes down to Nick Sirianni being a little hesitant to run the ball. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, if we get that running game going, Miles Sanders is definitely a fantasy option as well.
For sure.
I don't know about tonight.
Not this week.
In the future, yeah. Definitely could be.
100%. Miles Sanders has been one of the more disappointing fantasy players. And like you said, I think it's more coaching than him. I think Sanders is an absolute stud.
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree. I think he was second in the league in yards per carry last year, looking like the same guy this year. They just don't feed him.
Not at all. Mm-hmm. And volume is huge in fantasy football.
Yes, it is.
Another game we're going to be talking about is Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Chargers take on the Ravens. This should be a high-scoring game.
I got the three top fantasy performers from last week, Lamar Jackson, Justin Herbert, and Mark Andrews, all facing off in this game. Not to mention Austin Eckler, the best running back of the fantasy week last week. Mm-hmm. It should be, in my opinion, it should be a shootout, but who knows? Two decent defenses as well. So
yeah, both teams put up over 40. Ravens put up 35 last week, but the Chargers put up 47. That's a lot of points scored. So you have to imagine that they're going to do the same thing this week.
Yeah, I agree.
I think, like you said, with the fantasy options, I got Justin Herbert, Eckler, Mike Williams, Keenan Allen, and then on the Ravens side, Hollywood Brown, Mark Andrews, and Lamar Jackson are all great fantasy plays this week.
For sure.
Mayo, you want to talk about that game a little bit?
You know, I'm watching Hollywood, for sure.
You're a Hollywood Brown fan?
Sure.
Okay.
Could we switch over to that Dolphins versus Jaguars games in London at 9:30 on Sunday?
Another
lackluster teams going to London. I don't understand who makes the decisions to send these teams to London. Like the Jets and the Falcons last week and the Dolphins and the Jaguars this week. Like you would think they would send some high-powered teams over there, some exciting teams to watch, but some lackluster teams going over.
Like I'm watching that game last week and I'm seeing people in the stands with like Jets and Falcons jerseys. I'm like, do these people actually buy these, or do they just buy them like the day before because this is the only time? Like,
whatever they got in the fan shops, what you get, I guess.
It's rough.
It's pretty much they're pretty much there celebrating the game of football, not the actual teams on the field. Yeah. They're just like, oh, cool, American football, which is probably why the NFL refused to send a winning team their way.
Another game we have is the Chiefs looking to get revenge after that loss against the Bills, taking on Washington football team. I think the Washington football team's defense has been, not what we expected.
We expected big things from them coming into the season, but they could definitely get back on track this week. The Chiefs have now lost 3 games this season, which I don't think anybody expected coming into this, and they're definitely banged up. I know Clyde Edwards-Helaire is out this week. Mm-hmm. Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce are both nursing injuries that they got late in the game last week against the Bills. So this is a good opportunity for the Washington football team to go and get themselves back on track.
Yeah, for sure. I think if they could pull this win out, then they prove that the NFC East is really, like, that could be theirs. Because if you could beat the Chiefs, you could beat anyone. As no matter how the Chiefs are playing, they're still, like, they're still got to be up there. They're still got to be up there in your mind, top teams.
With Mahomes and a quarterback of that quality, you're always going to be top team.
Exactly. But I still have the Chiefs in this game. How about you, Mayo?
I mean, knowing Patty Mahomes, that man is not losing another game this early in the season. I got to go Chiefs. I think he's going to dig deep.
Shibs, what do you think?
For sure the Chiefs. Offense is way too good. They've got way too many weapons, even if Edwards-Helaire is down. Mahomes is again, kind of in that same the same Brady mindset. He's out to prove that last week or even this season so far has been a fluke. I think Washington, like you said, has been a little disappointing. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to run into an absolute buzzsaw on Sunday.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
Chiefs all day.
But fantasy options in that game, we have Darrell Williams replacing Clyde Edwards-Helaire. So that, in my opinion, could be a start this week for you.
Yeah, nice waiver wire pickup. Definitely not going to be owned in many leagues. So if you're out there searching the waiver wire for a nice little running back, if you got somebody on a bye, Darrell Williams, great option.
And then, of course, your casual trio from the Chiefs, Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce. And then on the Redskins, the football team side of the ball, I mean, you got Terry McLaurin as always, Antonio Gibson as always, but I have Taylor Heinicke as a play this week. If you're if you're down a quarterback like I am in my league, I'm starting Taylor Heinicke this week against this
over that trash Chiefs defense.
Yeah, the Chiefs defense is not great.
They could use a little bit of Michael David out there for sure.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Middle linebacker.
Okay, moving on. We'll talk about the Packers versus Bears. Good old-fashioned rivalry game.
That's a game you got to love to watch.
You got
to
watch that game.
Those teams absolutely despise each other. And every time they play, you know it's going to be a hard-nosed physical game.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm despising the Bears quarterback situation.
Oh, my God. Justin Fields coming in, taking on Aaron Rodgers. And only, what is it, his third, second start as the Bears quarterback?
It's going to be his fourth start.
His fourth?
Fourth start, yeah.
So that should be a big test for him. We'll see how he plays in a big stage at home. And big NFC North rival coming in. So
Green Bay coming in at 4-1. Chicago Bears 3-2 right now after beating my Raiders last
time. Time to see what he's made of. What you thinking about that, Shivs? How do you think Fields is going to play?
I mean, first off, game in general, I think like you guys said, big rivalry. It's kind of one of those types of games where no matter where they're at individually, this is the one they show up for.
Oh yeah,
right? It's that Yankees, Red Sox, Duke, North Carolina, no matter where they're at, it's going to be a game. It's just good old-fashioned football. Yeah. Fields really has a shot to show himself, show people what he's made of here. Again, big rivalry game, big stage, spotlights on. It's kind of a chance to show what he's about. big look there is to see if what should be number one target, Allen Robinson, can kind of shake off the slump he's been in and really reintroduce himself to the league, if you will.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's been struggling this season. I definitely think that Allen Robinson is going to have a comeback this season. Once the quarterback situation gets figured out, you can't blame Justin Fields coming in this early, especially getting listed as the backup. That's got to kill your confidence as an early pick in a quarterback, being a backup to someone like Andy Dalton, who isn't a bad quarterback but has been a backup. So you think you can come in here, get the starting role, you don't get it, kind of kills your confidence. So, I mean, he's going to figure it out.
I'm definitely sure a statement game for sure for Fields.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, moving on is to another division game, Raiders versus Broncos. Raiders coming off a rough week.
Yeah.
My Raiders didn't look too hot on offense. Have a new head coach this week.
I'm curious to see how they play under the new interim head coach.
Yeah, I don't think it will change very much. I think they'll still run the West Coast offense. A lot of running the ball at the middle as well. They like to use Josh Jacobs and his power back ability to their advantage. But, you know, they also have the playmakers on the outside, and Darren Waller and Henry Ruggs. So, I mean, you don't know. Maybe their coach will change stuff up, but I don't think there's enough time to change.
It's a big game for both teams, too. Both the Raiders and Broncos are on two-game losing streaks. They're both 3-2 on the season. And the Chargers in their division are 4-1. So, a win and a Chargers loss puts them tied for first place. So, definitely a big big game.
Yeah, the stories are the Raiders' lack of offense last week and the Broncos' defense just being the – their team, honestly. I don't really think their offense is too powerful, but their defense is definitely where it's at. Yeah,
that quarterback situation's up in the air. I don't think their running backs are too – the running backs aren't great. I don't think they have great weapons on offense in the receiving game. So, I don't know. That defense has definitely been holding it down for them.
Okay, and the last game we're going to cover for this week coming up is going to be the Bills versus the Titans. So this year, you would think this is going to be a great game. Titans obviously haven't been playing to their full potential, in my opinion. I don't know if you guys agree with that. You guys agree that
not to the full potential, but they've still been stellar.
You think they've been stellar? Yeah. I mean, I think losing to the Jets, you can't really be stellar after losing to the Jets. But okay, but the Bills and Titans, two high-powered offenses behind Josh Allen for the Bills, and I mean Ryan Tannehill. But let's be real, Derrick Henry is.
I think this is going to be a great test for that Bills defense because they played well against Mahomes and that high-powered Chiefs offense last week. But Derrick Henry, he's not human.
Yeah, he's
incredible. You can't game plan for him.
What do you think about Derrick Henry, Shiz? What's your opinion on him?
I mean, he's just a man amongst boys out there, right? he's a semi-truck coming at you up the middle. Like you said, you can't game plan for him. You can try, but it's no one man can tackle him. So, like you guys said, big test for the Bills defense, who's been stout. But even outside of Derrick Henry, I think the Titans got some weapons. A.J. Brown, they still got Julio Jones. Tannehill's a very capable quarterback. So I think there could be some more fireworks than you'd expect out of this one.
I agree 100%.
100%.
And that is going to wrap it up for this section. We will be back with our weekly fantasy draft one-on-one, where we will draft a better team over Mr. Shivers.
Looking for a comeback this week.
Right now, our country feels divided, but there's a place where people are coming together.
I gotta tell you, I was nervous to talk to someone so different than me.
Me too, but I'm glad we are.
Love Has No Labels and One Small Step are helping people with different political views, beliefs, and life experiences come together through conversation, and it feels good.
Wow, your story is so...
interesting?
Yeah.
When people actually sit down, talk, and listen to one another, they can break down boundaries and connect as human beings. At lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep, you can listen to amazing, life-changing conversations and find simple tools to start a conversation of your own.
I know one thing. This conversation gives me hope.
It gives me a lot of hope, too.
Take a step toward bringing our country and your community together by having the courage to start a conversation at lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep. A message from StoryCorps, Love Has No Labels, and the Ad Council.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. That's right. They can help save lives by simply washing their hands. Just 20 seconds of thorough hand washing after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside can help fight against the dastardly spread of germs. Armed with only soap and water and hands, your superhero can protect you, your family, and everyone out there in America land. Amazing! Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
I'm Jimmy Legaro, back with Football with the Boys, and I'm joined by Mayo, Matthew Martin,
yes, sir,
and Mr. Shivers. And right now, we're going to be doing our weekly 1v1 fantasy draft. Last week, we took that L, 143 to 127.
We don't have to talk about that too
roughly
much.
We can
stay on the topic
nah.
too long.
Mr. Strauss did beat us last week. We had some like highlighted performances. Is he had Davante Adams with 39, Derrick Henry with 33, and Alvin Kamara with 29. Three huge games behind his quarterback, first overall pick, underperforming Pat Mahomes. 21 points from Pat Mahomes. I think we were all expecting a lot more from that.
We were definitely expecting a lot more from
that. But Strauss still got the job done. We had Josh Allen with 46 points. I wish all our players could be like Josh Allen. But then we had Aaron Jones and Stephon Diggs, which were my first two picks, which I just want to apologize to you, Mayo, and you, Matt, for taking these two players who I thought were going to snap this week. Two good matchups, and they put up 16 from Aaron Jones and only 8 from Stephon Diggs. What is up with Diggs this year, Matt? That's supposed to be your boy.
That is my boy. I definitely did take him. My first round pick in our fantasy league, 12th overall pick, and he's just not been performing. I don't know. I have no other words besides he's getting his target share like he normally does. Last week only had 2 targets, but I don't know. The touchdowns just aren't there. So hopefully, I think he's going to pick it back up.
Shivers, in your league, what pick did you have and who did you take with your first round pick?
That's a tough question because my league is, I'm way overcommitted into like 5 different leagues. I'll start with one league. I guess I'll call it my main league. I was the 7th. I had Saquon Barkley slip to me, which I thought was a steal. Kind of been boom or bust up to this point.
He's definitely on the incline right now, though.
For sure. Yeah, I definitely saw it.
He's on the up and up. Hopefully he gets back to his normal self, his rookie year.
Did you get Devontae Booker off waivers?
I have not.
Oh.
I have in that league. I've got pretty solid running backs.
Oh, okay,
double check. Aaron Jones and Chase Edmonds to hold it down.
Okay, yeah, you're good.
And then my wide receivers are studs in that league, so I'm not really worried about it.
Sounds like you're winning that league over there.
I'm actually 1-4 somehow. My team's filthy, but I just don't win games.
That's really how it is all the time.
No, we were told something before this segment that you actually have a little switch up on us this week.
I am. I am going to defer the first pick to you guys.
Okay.
I'm going to let you guys lead it off because that's going to change what I do.
With that news, we will be kicking off our draft for week 6, our second ever podcast. And with our first pick, can we all agree on this, man?
We can definitely agree on this, man.
We got to go. Oh, just to remind the people listening in, we cannot take the players from last week. So I can't take my players or Strauss's players, and neither can Shivers. So we can't take all the players we had last week.
All new players.
So with that being said, player not drafted last week who has been snapping recently, the man himself, Austin Eckler. Austin Eckler this year looking like a beast. We knew he got the catches. We knew he got the rushes. It was just him staying not injured. Him staying healthy was always gonna be the story. If he gets running back 1 touches, he's gonna perform like a running back 1 in fantasy.
When he's healthy in PPR, he's one of the best.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. If I had the first pick, it was Austin Eckler all day. But because you guys went running back, I'm going to assume you're not going running back the rest of the draft. So I can go nuts on receivers now, knowing that my running back's going to be safe, right? Just let y'all know the mindset here. My turn to pick. So I got 2 now, right?
You have 2 picks, yeah.
All right, so going first, I believe he's the number 1 wide receiver in fantasy right now. My boy Cooper Kupp.
Love that pick.
Man's a stud. He just eats up targets, eats up yards. He's finally got a quarterback who can sling it. He's going against the Giants, who are obviously less than good. Had a little bit of a down week last week, but I think this week he pops off and goes crazy.
With the Rams on topic, I feel bad for Robert Woods owners. Like,
Robert Woods owners have been going through.
Listen to anyone talk about fantasy football. Robert Woods, Robert Woods, Robert Woods. Coming into the season, Cooper Kupp dropping 30 bombs out of, like, every single week. It's, like, crazy.
As a multi-league Robert Woods owner, I appreciate you. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. On to your next pick, Shiz.
On to my next pick. Again, another guy we talked about earlier, a guy who could really pop off this week, Tyreek Hill. Can't go wrong. I think we talked about Mahomes being in revenge mode, the Washington defense being, again, below average, underperforming from what we thought. Again, another wide receiver who I think can go crazy numbers this week.
Yeah, definitely a player we were looking at, but we just got to pray he doesn't play now. He's a little banged up.
That red Q popping up is definitely a little nerve wracking.
But we got to pray.
The cheat is going to sprint. We all know it.
Of course. Okay. Second pick, Mayo. Take it away. I think we're all agreeing on this one.
Sure. That boy, Najee Harris.
Mm. Wait, but just let's go back to what Shiv said. About
I think we're going to corner the market a little bit. You throw a curveball at me.
He said you're not going to take another running back. So, I mean, I think we take the second obvious running back. I think there's two obvious running backs this week. And since we can play one running back, one flex, I think we got to take the second one, make him make a decision on who the third best is.
Corner the market for
And like you said, we're going Najee Harris. Big play, huge volume from Najee, so many targets, so many rushes. Man's looking like a beast as a rookie. They question taking a running back that high in the draft, and for the Steelers, it's paying off. He's the best part of their offense right now, for sure.
I'm gonna be completely honest. That's who I thought was falling to me in my next two picks.
can't let him fall all the way down there. Come on.
All right. So here with the third pick, we got a couple options here on who we can go. And what are you guys thinking? We got Mark Andrews always an option. Jamar Chase.
To be honest with you, I like this.
That's what I'm liking.
I think stick with the rookie theme.
I think taking the risk here isn't even a bad thing. We got two safe running backs, so we take a risk here.
I think we're going to go with our third pick. We'll take Jamar Chase.
Jamar Chase. Does he have a touchdown every single game this year?
He has multiple touchdowns. I think he has 6 touchdowns in 5 games.
Exactly. He averages over a touchdown a game. His link up with Burrow is just insane. We just see nothing but greatness from Jamar Chase week in, week out. So I think it's time we give him a chance.
And match it against those Detroit Lions.
Oh, boy.
I'm feeling a big game.
If your player plays the Lions, you play them. That's the rule in fantasy. So, all right, Chibs, your third player.
Man, you guys kind of got me cornered right now. I figured either Austin Eckler or Najee Harris wasn't going to be there, but I didn't plan on neither of them. Part of me wants to take the risk on Christian McCaffrey. But again, that's another big red Q next to a name.
2 Qs 1 week, you can't sub out a Q.
I love that.
If he gets ruled out after today, it's 0 points in your lineup.
That is also another rule we feel we should mention you. If your player that you pick does not play, it's a zero.
It's a zero.
It is a zero.
I can't make a substitution here.
No substitutions.
Oh, sir.
No bench. All right.
You pick him, you keep him.
In that case, I'm going to go a little bit safer, but still with a ton of potential for high points here. James Robinson, running back out of Jacksonville.
I love that pick. We were talking about players, running backs to take, and we did not mention him, but he was on my mind. He was on my mind when we were talking about him. James Robinson, I traded him away because I didn't think he was going to get the volume, but man's been putting up 20 bombs every week.
Yes, dude's going crazy. I mean, similar to your guys' rule with if they're playing the Lions, if you're playing the Dolphins, you got to play.
It's crazy because last year the Dolphins, you thought they were going to come in here kind of hot this year.
Oh yeah,
now they're just
for sure.
Now they're just getting made fun of.
Now they're just the Dolphins.
They got, with Tua injured, that kind of throws a little wrench in them. But
Jacoby Brissett, the man.
Jacoby
almost got it done against the Raiders. But
all right, Shivs, you got one more pick here.
One more pick.
He can go QB, tight end, defense, or kicker here.
All right.
Or flex.
I should have my flex. So I've got two receivers and a running back right now, correct?
Yeah, two receivers. Yeah. So you can go QB, tight end, defense, kicker, my friend.
All right. I'm smart enough not to go kicker, defense while I still have position players going. For the sake of quality drop off, the tight end position has the biggest quality drop-off off of the top, 5, so I got to get my guy going with Mark Andrews.
Yeah. That was definitely the pick we were going to go with.
Yeah. There's some other options who I'd be happy with, but again, he came off a huge week. I think their game against the Chargers is going to be another absolute shootout. He's probably their number one target, other than Lamar Jackson running the ball. But like I said, I got to get that top tight end with Kelce and Waller off the board from last week. So he's my boy.
Like you said, huge week coming off for Mark Andrews. 11 receptions, 147 yards, and 2 touchdowns, which gave him 41.7 fantasy points. Crazy from a tight end.
And he's going to do it again this week.
Again this week? I really hope not.
Hopefully not. Yeah, hopefully not.
Who are we going to go with? We got...
No, we got a couple options here.
We got quarterback, tight end, defense, kicker.
As you said before, that drop-off at tight end is huge. So after Andrews, the options, they aren't too hot.
I mean, the only option there is B-boy Dalton Schultz against the Patriots. Ooh. Patriots giving up 22 points against the Houston Texans. Not a good look. Hopefully, Dalton Schultz can catch a total year two.
I think that the amount of times they throw the ball, the Cowboys, I think Dalton Schultz is the obvious pick, exactly, not being able to go with those players. And although they have another tight end in Blake Jarwin, Dalton Schultz clearly the main option, scoring a lot of touchdowns, getting a lot of yards, receptions. I like that pick.
Yeah, that's a good one. I'm a recent investor in Schultz on fantasy across a couple leagues. I definitely like that one.
Okay.
All right, and with our next pick, as much as it pains me as an Eagles fan, I didn't want to do this, but I think we're going to have to go with Tom Brady on Thursday Night Football in a revenge game. You can't not pick him. Yeah. Like, I love my birds, and I'll be rooting for him, but I don't know. Brady, you got to go with him.
Like you said, you don't want to pick Brady because he plays the Eagles, but at the same time, if you're an Eagles fan, you don't want to play against Brady as Bucks versus Eagles. End in fantasy, yeah. So you know, we might as well take him.
Might as well take him and hope for a shootout.
Yeah. All right, Shivs, you're up.
All I'm saying is, apparently Tom Brady's thumb isn't 100%.
Got us with that.
No, but you're right. That offense, Tom Brady being Tom Brady. Yeah. All right. I'm gonna stick with the QB theme. I'm surprised you guys didn't go after him because you were shouting him out all day in the earlier segments, yeah, as Mayo called our boy Jay Herbo, Justin Herbert from the LA Chargers.
I was just pointing to him. I knew you were going to take him.
I like that pick a lot, given that we do indeed have a PPR monster in Austin Eckler.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. Again, I think that game's going to be a shootout. A lot of points. Herbert, he just slings it. I'm thinking another 40-point week is in the books.
Hopefully not.
Hot take, 40 points. That's your genuine projection from
here? Nah, let's be honest. But, I mean, that's tough to repeat.
I think 30 points is easy for her.
I think so. All
right, now you got a choice between defense or kicker.
I'm going to need defense or kicker. Obvious choice between those two. The one position who's probably going to put up the points, got to go kicker. Mm-hmm. Taking the GOAT, Justin Tucker.
Tucker.
Jay Tuck.
Feeling another...
66 yarder.
I was gonna say, throw another 66.
Maybe again. Maybe let me limit my expectations. But I mean, as far as kickers go, you can't go much farther than Justin Tucker.
Nah, he's a classic.
Okay, so for our picks, we obviously are going defensive kicker right here. It doesn't matter the order. But first, I'm gonna select this pick by myself, and I think we can all agree on it. Got to go with my boy Daniel Carlson from the Raiders.
Oh, Raiders fan. Right,
man, here. Gets it done. Man gets it done, especially for fantasy. He hits field goals, rarely ever misses. Against the Broncos, who have a good defense, I can see a lot of potential of us getting in the red zone, not being able to get in the end zone and kicking some field goals.
Sure. All right, Mayo, what are we feeling here on defense, buddy?
Defense, I mean... I'm looking at that Rams defense against Daniel Jones-less Giants. That's what I'm looking at.
Mike Glennon in for the Giants. Devontae Booker in for the Giants, too. That's their two biggest weapons, both out. Sterling Shepard also out.
Galladay's out, too, I believe. Galladay out?
Yeah, it's just a mess over there for the New York Giants, so I think we got to go with the Rams defense, one of the best defenses in the league against anyone, yet alone this Giants team that's just bruised up.
You guys got Jalen Ramsey just bullying whatever third string receiver the Giants throw out against them.
Exactly.
Aaron Donald closing all the holes.
No. Oh.
Hopefully he doesn't get punched by Tony. What's that guy's name?
Kadarius Toney.
Hopefully he doesn't punch anyone on our team this week.
Thought it was the UFC last week.
All right, yeah, it's a bad day for this Giants, that Giants backup.
Yeah.
So I'm left with a defense, huh?
Yeah.
All right. There's no way their matchup does what they did last week, twice in a row, sticking with that theme. So I'm going to take a shot with the Colts defense. I don't think the Texans can score like that 2 weeks in a row.
We had the Colts defense on our board here as
oh,
well.
Oh, did I not see that? Oh, yeah, on your board. I thought you meant on last week's board.
No,
okay.
Yeah.
Houston's just a dumpster fire right now. They can't score like that 2 weeks in a row. So Colts defense going to get it done.
Hey, so that concludes the draft. So going over teams here, for us, the students, we have Tom Brady, Austin Eckler, Jamar Chase, Dalton Schultz, Najee Harris, the Rams defense, and Daniel Carlson.
And then Shiz, you can read off your team.
My team is Jay Herbo, Justin Herbert, James Robinson, Cooper Kupp, Mark Andrews, Tyreek Hill, Colts defense, and Justin Tucker.
Should projections. You're projected to beat us by 9 points.
Projections are for the teachers to stay undefeated.
Yeah, I don't think it will happen.
Yeah, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We're going
to
see.
Let us know if you see us, anyone listening to the podcast. Let us know who you think's winning this week.
Yeah,
that definitely wraps up our second podcast, Fantasy Football with the Boys. Week 6 coming up tonight. Eagles versus Buccaneers. We'll see you next time.
Thank you very much, Mr. Shivers.
Thanks for having me.
Dalton Schultz week this year.
Thanks for having me, boys. It was a pleasure.
Great having you, boys. Too.